This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest this second hour has been on our show many times over the years. He's quite a guy. He's had a string of hits from here to who knows where. T.G. Shepherd will be on the show. Later on, Yul Vasquez joining us. He's an actor of many, many, many movies, over 40 films he's been in. And he's also on TV with season number 3 of The Godfather of Harlem, Donnie Mose. Everybody remembers him from Happy Days, but he is a singer and he's got a brand new CD out. And on our lifestyle segment, Dr. Charles Nunez and Kara Harpstreet. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
There goes my baby with someone new. He sure looks happy. I sure am blue. He was my baby till she.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And I had to get to that portion of the song because that's where our guest is. We have a buddy of mine on the show that we've had on many, many times. Great guy, great entertainer, just a solid musician with over 21 number one hit songs. He's touring like crazy. He's got his own radio show, and it couldn't happen to a nicer man. Joining us right now is T.G. Shepherd. T.G., welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be back with you, man. You been doing okay?
I've been doing fine. I'm actually very, very jealous because how many times did you get the chance to work with the beautiful Ann Margaret and Pete Townsend from The Who doing this great song by the Everly Brothers?
Well, you know, I never thought I'd see my name next to Pete Townsend or Ann Margaret. I mean, but it did happen, and I had the opportunity to go in the studio and do that with them. And Ann picked 3 artists. She picked 3 country artists. Minky Gill, of course, before he passed, he recorded with her.
Great guy.
And she picked the Oak Ridge Boys and myself, so I'm in great company, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Pat Boone was involved in it, too, and Paul Schaefer. I listened to the CD. It's great. By the way, it's called Born to be Wild, which is just appropriate for Ann. Let's face it, she is beautiful even at her age. She never ages. You're just lucky to be in that studio, TG.
I am a very lucky guy. Pete Townsend is just as wonderful, too. What a great guitar player he is with a Who. I mean, wow, you couldn't get any better than that.
You deserve all of it. And I was just mentioning the fact for everyone on the air that you're going to be near us tomorrow at the Florida Strawberry Festival in Plant City. Then you're up at the Orange Blossom Opera in Wearsdale, Florida. We played there about 8 months ago. Tell us a little bit about the radio show, because I didn't realize that this show that is airing on Sirius X Prime Country Channel 58. Congratulations. If I go on vacation, yes, I know who to get in to sit in for me now.
Let me tell you what. I never realized how hard a job you have until I got in radio, Ron. But now I know why you make the big bucks, okay? I had a chance to do this show. I did Sirius XM radio for 3 years on Elvis Radio, and then I had the opportunity to come open to be able to move over to Prime Country, which is really my audience of the 80s and 90s country. And it's been a lot of fun to have my own show each week on there. And this week, my guest is Lone Star. Next week is Shenandoah. Last week was Sarah Evans. And it's just a lot of fun to be able to have your own radio show in SiriusXM. I hope people will tune in when they can on Channel 58.
Well, my friend, I have listened to it. You had some of my friends on there, Lee Greenwood, Travis Tritt, the Bellamy Brothers, who are not too far from here. I was over in Lakeland area. I'm very happy for you. I can't stop but think of the story that our mutual friend, the late Joe Esposito, once told me about the bus story. Elvis gave you a bus.
Well, I was just starting out, you know, and Elvis, I guess, I don't know what he saw in me as a guy. I mean, we became instant friends when I was very young. But when I started recording, he wanted to help me out and kind of get me started. And he bought me a tour bus and gave it to me. And I remember the day so well that he gave it to me. I said, Elvis, I don't even have a band yet. He said, now, look, I'm going to pay for the bus, but I ain't paying for no band. So, it was a great gift. But you know what? The greatest gift that he gave me was not just the bus, but the bus gave me the gift of confidence. Yeah. I mean, if somebody like Elvis believed in me enough to gift me with something that big, I couldn't let him down, so I worked extra hard to try to succeed. And so that's really what he gave me, was the gift of confidence.
And I know he thought the world of you. Joe used to love to tell me that story, because he said, he gave a bus. I said, geez, Joe, you want to give me a bus? He said, no, I'm not Elvis. I'm not going to do that. I can't barely afford my own car, let alone giving you something. Oh. This project you did with Pete and Ann Margaret, this is really unique, because of the fact that she hasn't recorded a new album in over a decade. I mean, she used to put them out all the time. So to be chosen as part of the members of this song, of classic by the Everly Brothers, it had to be a real thrill. And I tell you, the arrangement is phenomenal.
In the beginning, when I was asked to do the duet, it was just Ann Margaret and myself. And then I get a phone call one day from Cleopatra Records, who distributes the album, and they said, Pete Townsend's coming in. I said, are you kidding me? Really turned into kind of a, not a duet, but a triad, I guess you could say, with the three of us. So it was a very exciting day to be able to be in the studio and record with them, and just great people and a great song, and hopefully the people are going to enjoy it.
TG, this is the reason why I respect you so much. You get a call from Ann Margaret. I get a call from Ruth Buzzy.
I love Ruth Buzzy. I did a show with her one time. You know, I know you've got your group, the Dick Clark thing, but I did a Dick Clark production show on board a cruise ship, and it was Engelbert Humperdinck and Ruth Buzzy and myself and Andy Gibb. I fell in love with Ruth Buzzy. So to get a phone call from her, I'm sure you felt just like I did when I got my call from Ann.
Not quite. I love Ruth Buzzy, but I would have preferred the call from Ann. Tell me about how Engelbert Humperdinck fit into a Dick Clark presentation. I don't think he was ever on there, was he?
No, not as an artist, but he was, for some reason, on this special we did. Engelbert has become a very dear friend of mine through the years, and what a sweetheart of a guy and a great singer.
First-class guy. He lost his wife a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
TG, I've asked this question to people who've had a lot of hit records like yourself. When you go out and do a concert, how difficult is it to introduce new music that obviously you want to get out there and have people listen to, enjoy, and hopefully buy the record, when they always want to hear your hit?
Well, that's good. Man, that's a great question, Ron. Nobody's ever asked me that before. I enjoy doing new music because it kind of changes the show up for me a little bit. I mean, after all these years, you know, you sing the same number one hits over and over every day. And so to be able to introduce new music, it's not that hard. It's kind of fresh for the performer if they're introducing new music in their shows. So it's not really that much harder than doing the hits, but you still got to do the big hits, because that's what they come to hear.
Engelbert said that to me one time. He said, I'd love to introduce new material. He said, but if I don't sing After the Love and you know, Release Me, you're in trouble.
You got to do the big ones.
Yeah,
you got to do the big ones.
You're on a pretty intense schedule. Are you still using the bus for this? I would assume by now you got an Uber bus.
Well, yeah, we bus a lot, but then we fly a lot because flying enables us to be able to not worry so much about overnight mileage. We can play Miami one night and New York the next night. We fly a lot of our dates, and we bus the ones that are 400- and 500-mile jumps, but if they're bigger than that, we fly. And, but yeah, being on the road, that's my life. I love live performance because it's instant feedback from the audience. It's just, again, as you know, being a performer, it's just something that you're very, we're both very blessed to be able to do that for a living.
A lot of people say, do you like going in a studio? Somebody asked me that the other day. And of course, going in a radio studio or television studio is secondhand for you and I. But when you're doing a recording, it's a different situation because it goes for perpetuity. So if you make a mistake, I mean, it's there forever. But that round of applause or the silence of failure on stage is the instant story. T.G., you've played Branson. How do you like it?
Yeah. I've played Branson off and on for years over there at the Roy Clark Dinner Theater. Mm-hmm. I did a whole year at the Oak Ridge Boys Theater a few years ago. Every time I've always enjoyed it because people come from everywhere to go to Branson, or if you're playing Vegas or anywhere there's a tourist destination, people are coming to see you, and it's kind of neat.
I used to play there myself with Ed McMahon. The reason I would like it, and guys like Bobby Vinton when he played there, and Andy Williams, and yourself say that you don't have the stress of going from one city to city. You're there, you're same bed every night for the time that you're there, and it's a little bit more of a relaxing situation, and you can do a little bit more production because you don't have to tear it down and go to another city.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. And you get a lot more rest being able to sleep in a bed every night as opposed to, you know, jumping on a plane or trying to sleep on a bus overnight. Yeah, I've always enjoyed the gigs where you can go and have 2 or 3 days in one place. We do that a lot in Nevada. We still do that at a few other places. But yeah, where you're able to stay more than one night, it's really a gift.
So where can we go?
Well, you can go to tgshepherd.com to get all of your info and everything T.G. Shepherd. And then you'll be sure and follow us on Twitter and, you know, Instagram and Facebook. And then you can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and get all that stuff free. Basically, though, tgshepherd.com.
Okay. Can't get away from T.G. And why would you want to? The new album is out right now.
Funny.
Born to be Wild. The song is the Everly Brothers hit Bye Bye Love with Ann Margaret. Our guest, friend of mine, T.G. Shepherd. T.G., you got to look for me here on the 22nd because I can come up to the OBO and watch you and come backstage and say hello.
I would love that, Ron. Come on, man. I would love that. I'm going to hold you to that, okay?
Oh, no. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Ron, thank you so much. So good to hear your voice today. Thanks again for everything.
Thank you. T.G. Shepherd. He's on tour. Check him out. He's a great entertainer and a terrific guy.
Ron, thank you, man. You're the master at radio. You really are.
Thanks, T.G. That's very kind of you. And we'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live with Ron Segi today, all across the USA and around the world. There is a show that's now in its season 3 available on MGM Plus. I just love the show, called Godfather of Harlem. And our next guest is one of the stars. He's not only a great actor, but a great musician also. You have seen him in Runaway Bride, Bad Boys 2, War of the Worlds, American Gangster, The A-Team. I mean, he's everywhere, and he's also formerly guitarist for Urgent and Diving for Pearls. He's in the film The Mambo Kings with over 40 film credits to his name. Joining us right now is Yul Vasquez. Hello, Yul. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. Thank you for that beautiful intro.
You have come such a long way from starting your career in your mother's plays.
That's exactly right. I was a musician when I was a very little kid, and my mother was an actress, and they would throw me in plays, but, you know, my dream was to be Jimmy Page, you know?
Well, you know, Jimmy Page probably wants to be a great actor, so, you know, it's a trade-off, you know what I'm saying?
It's possible, but I have to imagine he's pretty happy with being Jimmy Page.
Funny, because I'm a singer myself, and everybody says to me, what do you like better, being in the broadcasting business or being a singer? And, well, once you get music in your blood, that's pretty hard to get rid of. I got to tell you, this show is terrific. I love these kind of shows, and of course, it centers around the fact that an infamous crime boss comes out of jail after 11 years and finds out that everything in the neighborhood that used to be the case before he went in jail is now different. He's fighting with the Cuban mafia, the Italians, the Latin mafia, the CIA. It's a very exciting show.
Yes. Well, the thing is, you know, Bumpy Johnson is a real-life, as you know, real-life Harlem gangster.
Right.
And then season 3 sees the introduction of Jose Battle, which is the guy that I play, which is another real-life Cuban gangster who had been in Batista's police and then fights in the Bay of Pigs invasion and then winds up in the United States in the intelligence community, and then through contacts in organized crime, you know, he starts what is in Spanish called the bolita business, which is basically numbers racket. So his rise to power in the gangster world is legendary. In fact, there's a great book about him that came out in 2018 if people want to read about this guy. But nobody had played this guy on television or in movies or anything, and for a Cuban, it was I wanted to be the first guy to ever play this guy, so, you know, here we are.
Is it difficult to play a character that was real? If you're inventing a character, then you put all of your ideas into it. But when you have to follow a real live person's profile, what they did, how they act, how they talk, is that more difficult as an actor?
No, it's, you know, listen, I think to act well is difficult no matter what you're doing. It's, you know, at the end of the day, I have to follow my schematic, which is the script, you know, that they have written. So it's not difficult. It's, you know, the difficulty would be only in that you want to present this as a real human and as a multifaceted human, not just as some crazy gangster. And I think these guys do, you know,
Brian Cotter and Michael Payne's and Dean Imperio, all these guys, they do a great job. They show you a side of battle and of Bumpy, really, that is very human.
Yeah. Do you ever hear from, let's say, the ancestors of the character say, hey, you pinpointed my dad or my uncle or my aunt or whatever the case may be, and you did a terrific job? Or you kind of don't hear from those people. I think sometimes everybody wants to be, you know, have a little input into something.
Sometimes you... If you're lucky, sometimes you can have the relatives of those folks involved in the creation of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then sometimes you hear from them afterwards, you know. I've never had anybody that was like, you know, hey, you did this and that, you know. I try to present everything as a human, like, and have the audience decide, you know, because we are many things. We are not one thing, you know what I mean? So there's some characters I've played who I would love to meet their ancestors, oddly enough, and talk to them about them, because I'm sure there's a lot of stories.
You get a little idea of how they act, but you can't let it influence how you approach something. You're a professional, you know. If you said my uncle has little idiosyncrasies that are weird, you don't want to really bring that out. You know, maybe you do, maybe you don't. You're the pro at this. Now, where did you film it, Yul? Because I got to tell you, that whole scene, I mean, it looks like it's really happening.
It was beautifully shot. We shoot in Brooklyn, New York. All the interiors are on a soundstage in Brooklyn, and then the exteriors, you know, we go to all around New York. Yeah.
I want to mention the fact that the first two seasons are available to watch on Epix app, anywhere you access Epix, and on Hulu. Of course, season 3 is available on MGM Plus. Now, when you are doing something like this, there's been a lot of talk, most recently on movie sets, of the danger of having weapons and everything. There are a lot of weapons on this.
Yeah.
How do they control that, Yul?
We have unbelievable safety regulations in place, and we have great first ADs who check everything, and everything is checked and triple checked and before we go. You know, it can be done. I've worked a lot of movies with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You can have great safety. You can have it. It can be done, you know. And then sometimes there's an accident, but we don't. You know, we also don't fire. We fire stuff outside, and then some stuff might be special effects. But there's a lot of safety measures put in place by the production team.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Do you still play music?
Guitar? Yeah, I play every day.
You know,
yeah, I have a lot of guitars. I you know, I'm always gonna. I'm always going to be a guitar player, man.
Well, I tell you something. If you ever get down to the Orlando area, you got to look me up, because I'm in a studio now with guitars, drums, pianos, got the whole enchilada. We would love to have a little jam session here.
Man, that sounds great. You know, there was a band from Orlando that I really love very much, a band called Stranger, but you may not know who they were.
No, I know who they are. I absolutely. I mean, they were terrific.
Yeah, and Ronnie Garvin was a friend of mine, Ronnie, who passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew those guys, you know, and they were a band that I thought was just terrific, and they just caught a bad roll of the dice, man, you know.
Well, the next time you're down here, make sure that you look us up, okay? And congratulations on season 3, available now on MGM Plus, of The Godfather of Harlem, and our guest, one talented guy, Yul Vasquez. Yul, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you down here.
Thank you so much, man. I'll talk to you soon.
I'm looking forward to it. You got to watch this movie. If you've not seen the episodes of Godfather of Harlem, check it out, because you talk about a great television show made like a motion picture that you go to a theater to see. The production value is phenomenal. And Forrest Whitaker just blows it away, man. He's terrific in it, along with Vincent D'Onofrio and Whoopi Goldberg and Yul Vasquez, our guest. And I want to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, there's a couple of icons on the home page. One says Listen Live, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7, and the other says Facebook. And if you hit that, you and I could be friends on Facebook. We also have another website that you can visit, and it's called Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS. And that's all about our concert tour of my 15-piece orchestra, Segi Sings. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and we'll be back with much more on the show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slamming former President Trump for a social media post this morning. Trump took to Truth Social to claim he will be arrested Tuesday and called for his supporters to protest. The California Democrat called Trump's post reckless. Trump's possible arrest could come in connection to the Manhattan District Attorney's probe into alleged hush money paid to a former adult film star. Legal experts aren't expecting a possible indictment to have much of an impact on former President Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Tom Dupree.
There's no legal impediment to him continuing to run as a candidate for president.
Northern California is bracing for another onslaught of rain and snow.
You can see in the valley anywhere from a quarter inch to a half an inch. Doesn't look to be anything that will produce in any thunderstorms or anything like that.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Baby, baby, I wanna know right
back, and we're live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. You heard that music going in. That is Donnie Most, who we always remember as part of the cast of Happy Days. He is with a huge orchestra. His new CD is DeMost, Mostly Swinging. Joining us right now, Donnie Most. Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me. Well, appreciate it.
I listened to this CD, and man, this is sensational.
I actually prefer the standards, the jazz, the swing stuff.
Lover Come Back to Me is on the new CD, Let's Fall in Love. After You're Gone, Day In, Day Out. Clementine by Bobby Darin. I mean, in the arrangements, I mean, you have a group of studio musicians backing you up on this thing. This is great.
Yeah, the musicians are fantastic. I was doing a show in L.A. at a jazz club. The guy who was playing trumpet for me that night, a guy named Willie Murillo, and then found out afterwards that he was a really great arranger of this kind of music and producer. So we start talking, and one thing led to another, and we got into the studio and started recording, and he knows all the great players, and he brought in some of the top LA jazz guys, and it swings, you know, as you could tell, it really swings. His arrangements are great, and it's the kind of music that I've loved my whole life, so I just was in my heaven, you know, recording to this.
Donnie, a lot of times when an artist takes the stage, they usually do a lot of their songs in an up-tempo fashion, and that's what you've done. You've taken songs that are standards that were done, you know, by the great crooners, Sinatra, Bobby Darin, and you've made it swing, and that is really a great dimension to it because it's not the same old type of arrangement that so many singers just seem to duplicate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a real stickler about arrangements, and I've always been aware of how important they are in this kind of music, and you know, I loved all the great ones that Frank always worked with, like Nelson Riddle and Billy May. Billy May was fantastic, too. And when I found Willie and I heard some that he had done, I immediately said, this is my guy, because I could tell he knew that world, he appreciated all the great arrangers, and yet he was able to bring his own voice to it. I trusted him implicitly, but we, you know, we would talk through the arrangements, and to me, you know, that can make or break it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm glad you noticed that, and these songs are just timeless. They don't write them like these anymore, and they stand the test of time.
Now, I want to talk about a date that you're going to be here in where I'm originating this national show from, Orlando, Florida, which is coming up at a great location and a great school. That's Full Sail University. Now, are you going to be touring? Is this a date that is on a tour schedule, or is this a special one? Because I know it's a charity for Full Sail University Scholarship Fund and also for Parkinson's, the Michael J. Fox Foundation and Parkinson's Research.
Correct. It's not really part of a tour. It's a special event that got arranged, as you mentioned, to help benefit Michael J. Fox Foundation. I'm going to be with the Orlando Jazz Orchestra. You know, I'm really looking forward to that. And I am doing other dates around the country. I have one coming up right here in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, at a great club called Catalina's Jazz Club with Willie Murillo playing trumpet. And then I'll be in Phoenix, BLK, a cool venue.
Yeah.
So I have other shows, but they're separate, and each one is unto itself. But this one on the 15th is a special one to me. It should be a swinging show.
Yeah, and with the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, these guys and ladies are terrific. You're going to love this. When you do other dates, though, do you carry the band with you, or do you...
No.
Yeah.
I usually bring in, you know, my musical director... sometimes maybe one or two key players, and then we pick up local musicians that are jazz players that are really good readers, because, you know, all the arrangements are written out.
Sure.
And if they can read it really well, and some of these guys, it's amazing. You know, we get usually sort of a chance to run through the songs maybe once, or not even sometimes all the way through. And you'd think these guys have been playing it for months,
right?
You know, because they could read the music so well that it's unbelievable. But in this case, you know, the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, they have my music. They'll have a chance to look at it. We're going to have a rehearsal for this one a day before, as well as the day. So it should be tight and swinging.
Don, I'm going to ask you a really unfair question. Memorable times on the legendary Happy Days, Glee, you have directed, you've been in all kinds of areas of show business. If you had a choice from being an actor, which you are, and being a singer, This is a stupid question. What would you?
No, it's not a stupid question. I've been asked that on occasion, and it is a tough one, boy. You know, it's like I love them both so much. I would hate to have to choose. If I had to, oh my God, I don't know. I you know, it's crazy. I can't even answer. I guess because I would shudder to have to think that I couldn't do one over the other, you know.
Well, it's an unfair question. It's like asking which child do you like better, you know.
It is kind of like that. It's true. But, I mean, there are some people that maybe would say, you know, I prefer this over the other. I enjoy this, but but for me, I truly love them both. So
one of the things about performing on stage is the immediate reaction of acceptance or non-acceptance, which you don't find, of course, if you're doing films or television.
But you do get it when you're doing live theater. So,
well, that's true.
You know,
yes.
I love also the challenge of doing film and TV and getting something, you know, where you can really work on it and until you feel this should be preserved, you know, on film. It's kind of like, I guess, recording in the studio. It's a little similar in that regard.
Somebody told me that this is being filmed, the Orlando appearance, for broadcast. Is that going to be a broadcast for a documentary or a TV show?
We're filming it, and then with the hopes, we don't know where it's going to wind up. My manager and I, we have the finished product, and we'll see where it might wind up. I'm excited. I'm really excited because we'll get this done, you know, really in a beautifully choreographed, filmed way so that I finally have it the way I want it. You know, I've been looking forward to that.
Now, the grandson, Phil Crosby, is going to be joining you.
Yes, indeed. Phil Crosby, the grandson of Bing Crosby, is going to be a special guest. I've worked with him a few times here in L.A. He's a great guy and wonderful singer, of course. And, Blue Skies, of course, Bing Crosby starred in the movie Blue Skies and sang it. So that's where that connection is. It was he's pretty associated with that song. We'll probably even maybe do a duet of that song. I have a sneaking suspicion. So it'll be great to have Phil. I love hearing some of the stories about Bing, you know.
It's got to be great.
Quite a history.
It's Demos, Mostly Swinging. It's on Summit Records, and you can go to summitrecords.com to get it.
Or iTunes or Amazon as well.
You got a website there, I'm sure, Donnie, right?
Yes, DonnieMose.com.
That's pretty easy.
So, pretty easy. And there's a lot of stuff there, you know, about the things I've done as an actor, director, and singer. So, and I have a calendar of all of my live appearance dates coming up.
That's great. And, of course, this is a benefit, the Orlando stop, for the Michael J. Fox Foundation and Parkinson Research. Certainly something that's very close to Donnie's life. And also Full Sail University Scholarship Fund. Donnie, I'm going to be there, so maybe I'll swing backstage afterwards and chat for a while.
We could chat. I would love that. That would be great. Yeah, look forward to that very much.
Well, I was very impressed by all of this. Stay singing, man. Keep on singing. Don't stop singing.
I hope to. I really hope to. Although I'm leaving today for Michigan to start work on a movie that I'm excited about. I have a really good part. A film called MBF, Man's Best Friend. And hopefully, like I said, I want to do both. I don't want to have to choose. So.
No.
But I'll be down there in Orlando singing my heart out. So I hope to see all of your listeners out there, or some of them at least.
Well, you got the movies going for you. You got the singing career going for you. You're like Elvis.
Yeah.
The people.
That's it.
Donnie, thank you so much. Good luck with the new CD. We'll be talking it up, and we'll see you. And check out DonnieMose.com so that you can know what he's doing, where he's going, what's it all about, and we'll have you back whenever you want, but especially when you talk about that new movie, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Donnie. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Donnie Most. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's almost early morning. I can't sleep for a wink. Been playing some old records. The old ones made me think. Thoughts of you and springtime. The way it used to be.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I have a great time talking to our next guest. Comes at a very unique time on the show because last weekend we went to daylight savings time and now it's National Sleep Awareness Week. 4 in 5 people say they have some kind of sleep disorder, and an estimated 54 million Americans suffer from insomnia or sleep apnea. Joining us right now is Dr. Carlos Nunez. Hello, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Give us a little bit more details, doctor, on the survey, which really showed that there's a lot of people that are getting no sleep.
Yeah, it was actually quite concerning. The survey showed that even though 64% of the respondents felt they were getting enough hours in the bed, about 81% said they had at least one sign or symptom of a sleep deprivation.
Even as a small child, I would get up in the morning, I'd be more tired than I went to bed at night. You'd never heard of sleep apnea that many years ago, but it really has come to the forefront. What are the reasons for people not being able to get enough sleep?
So you're absolutely right. I mean, sleep apnea and other sleep conditions have started to come to the forefront because we've realized how important good sleep is and reasons why we're not getting good sleep. Some of the things you would imagine, people have anxiety, things at work, things at home that keep them up, finances, you name it. But people are also admitting in the survey that they are staring at their screens much too long, especially right before bed. That phone, that iPad, or that computer or TV screen is not doing you any favors. One, the light coming off of those screens is confusing your brain, making it think that the sun is still out somewhere, I shouldn't be sleeping. And two, that especially if you're scrolling through like a social media feed, it's using the same mechanism as, say, a slot machine does to try and keep you engaged. And that is not relaxing at all. It is hard to wind down and relax when you're being constantly stimulated. So those are the things you should think about. You should also try and have a regular schedule where you go to bed about the same time every night and wake up about the same time every morning. We see today, after this weekend, even a one-hour disruption in your sleep schedule can be quite hard to get over. It takes a couple days to just get over that one-hour change in our clocks.
You mean to tell me that spending time on your phone or a computer can really delay going to sleep, a good sleep?
Absolutely, yeah. Again, as I mentioned, it makes the hormonal balance in your body that signals when it's time to start winding down is triggered by the sun going down. And when you keep putting light into your eyes, even late at night, you are confusing your brain and your body. The things we do online tend to wind us up and don't allow us to get that good restful sleep. So we might fall asleep just out of pure exhaustion and being tired, but your brain is still going. It's taking you longer to settle into a good, deeper, more restorative and restful sleep. If you have to do something to calm down, find something that relaxes you and use a very small amount of light. Wind down with something that doesn't involve a screen.
Deprivation of sleep can cause a lot of other problems with your health, including your heart.
Correct, yeah. This is one of the reasons why, you know, we harp on good sleep so much. If you don't sleep well, you are setting yourselves up for heart disease, everything from high blood pressure, heart attacks, stroke. There are certain cancers that do worse if you don't sleep well. You're at increased risk for dementia, like Alzheimer's. If you're diagnosed with sleep apnea and you don't seek treatment, the chance of dying from any medical cause versus someone who does seek treatment is nearly 40% higher, 40. That's a big deal. So if you have a sleep disorder, whether it's sleep apnea, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, talk to your doctor. Probably the single most important thing you can do every day for your body and for your brain.
What is the best amount of sleep that you could have? And I'm sure it changes with the age.
It does change with age. I mean, younger people tend to need more and older people tend to need less. 7 to 9 hours is probably still a pretty good range.
What does the term sleep sumer mean?
These sleep sumers, these supercharged consumers who are ingesting all this data about their sleep and helping us because they're some of the people that we target in some of these surveys to understand how we can sleep better.
A lot of times they'll give you medication.
Medications are usually a short-term fix. You shouldn't be taking them on a long-term basis. Treatments for insomnia is not a medication, but it's what they call cognitive behavioral therapy, getting you to basically think differently about your sleep. And there's still no medication that has yet been shown to improve sleep apnea. For treating sleep apnea is still CPAP.
Where can we go for more information?
It is sleepforbettertomorrow.com. Again, sleepforbettertomorrow.com.
Doctor, anytime you want to come back, let us know. Okay, but call first to wake me up.
Perfect. I will do that, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Carlos Nunez has been our guest on a disorder that affects 54 million Americans. And now we're going to switch subjects to healthy eating and nutrition. For 50 years, the National Nutrition Month has always been recognized each March. Joining us right now, founder of the StreetSmartNutrition.com and the author of Healthy Eating for Life, Kara Harpstreet. Hi, Kara. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great today.
Why do people have that stigma that plant-based foods are not going to taste good? That's so wrong.
General thought that if we're switching to some of these nutritionally balanced or more sustainable options with plant-based foods, that all of a sudden, great taste goes by the wayside. And that is one of my favorite myths to bust. And I couldn't be more excited to be teaming up with Oatly to do exactly that. These are great options from a nutritional standpoint, as well as good for the environment, but The best news is they taste great, and there's a variety of delicious ways we can work them into our meals and snacks.
What are some of the plant-based foods that are very good for you?
This is a great option for anyone who can't or doesn't want to drink cow's milk. That was the original purpose behind Oatly, and as the world's original and largest oat milk company, can work for a variety of different diets, such as gluten-free, vegan, or allergen-friendly diets.
Is it taste good?
Oh, this is the number one question, and the great news is that, yes, absolutely. They have a deliciously thick and creamy texture, and again, a variety of options for whatever you're looking for with your individual nutrition needs. When it comes to the theme this year, it is fuel for the future. And I think the trend this year is really leaning into that idea of having not only delicious products that are plant-based, but are also great for the environment. More plant-based products or dairy-free options, this can be a really delicious way to do exactly that.
Is it difficult to come up with recipes for this?
No, not at all. I think that's one of the beauties, because whenever you're working with a recipe that might typically call for dairy, these are a seamless substitution for those options. So again, adding them to things like coffee or cereal, working them into smoothies and other snacks. We also have a variety of dietary options like our original full-fat or low-fat options. And if you're looking for convenience, you can find shelf-stable and chilled options in things like your national grocery stores, convenience stores, coffee shops, and more. So again, when you're looking for diversity in your diet and a variety of great-tasting plant-based options, definitely keep these in mind.
Tell us a little bit about your book, The Healthy Eating for Life.
Well, so this is a workbook that can really help you heal your relationship with food if you're coming off a long cycle of chronic dieting. I find with many of my clients in my nutrition practice that their relationship with food is not the best spot. And so this is a framework that can really help you work through your relationship with things like a variety of food choices, your relationship with exercise as well as body image. And you can find that in online booksellers.
Where can we go for more information?
Head over to Oatly.com. And you can also visit my website, which is StreetSmartNutrition.com.
StreetSmartNutrition.com. Our guest has been Kara Harpster, talking about the 50th year of National Nutrition Month.
Yes, thanks so much for having me today.
Okay, thank you. And that's our lifestyles portion of the show, and I'll be right back.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lowe is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, Academy Award-winning actor Sylvester Stallone, from NASCAR legendary Jeff Gordon, actress Amy Acker, country star T.G. Shepherd, actor Yul Vasquez, from Happy Days, and with a brand new CD out, Donnie Most, and in our lifestyle segment, Dr. Charles Nunez and Kara Hartstreet. We'll be looking for your company come next week, when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.